What name did your grandmother go by on your mother's side?
Oh, on my mother's side, my grandmother was a Shackelford, because those were the people that she lived with most of her life. She was not soul like my grandfather, of course.
Was that right?
She was not soul. She stayed within the household where she was practically born. You know, many slaves lived, and their masters were very kind to them. They practically loved them. But you know, really, some people do not realize the value that the slaves made the South wealthy, because they worked for nothing on a little clothing and food and shelter. Mm-hmm. And there, many of them were very fine craftsmen and knowledgeable people, because they built these wonderful plantations under the supervision of others. But they had talent. They really did. I think more field slaves were sold and traded off than house slaves. But you took the name, usually, of your master, and that's what happened.
It's just so hard for me, Hazel, to think of being bought and sold as a commodity, as like something at Kmart. I don't believe that I'll ever be able to have that kind of empathy. Can you remember any of the things that your grandmother or your grandfather would say about that? Was there deep resentment of being sold like a bale of cotton?
Well, I'm sure there was, and there was lots of hatred, because many families' children were snatched away from their parents. You saw this in Ruth. Lots of husbands and wives were separated. Yes. If the male man was big and strong and somebody wanted to buy him. And you know, they had bills of lading, bills, sale bills for every slave. On the record, you can go back and look at them. That's what Alex Haley traced. See, the slave, and even when they were brought over from Africa, they were listed. It had a number, not a name, but they just like cargo is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
They know what was on the ships that are being located now, and the same with the slave.